Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, if you're looking for life advice, who do you turn to? That's the million-dollar question. Very often, you take it from your parents. Maybe you're being influenced by your friends. We have many experts, of course, on programs like this. You might just Google the info to see the best way to go. But according to Dr. Hassan Morali, we should actually be listening to the toddlers. Are you right? Listening to toddlers, viewing toddlers, observing them? How does this work, Dr. Morali?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I am good. I'm very good. I know you're speaking to us from Ontario, so there might be a slight delay. Tell me about this advice via the toddler.
Sure. Toddlers are very special people. I'm in pediatrics and I've been working with them for about 14 years. And all along the way, I've noticed that they do some things really well, much better than we do. You know, a couple of great examples of what they do better. They laugh much more than us, almost twice as much. They're always involving play into their lives. They run around and exercise more than us. And so I just put all their best lessons together into a new book that I just wrote.
Yeah, and I suppose writing about children is something that those who have children will always be very, very interested in. So positive self-talk, that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this, I think parents are in a unique position because they get to live with these little people, but I think anyone can learn from them. And self-talk is quite special. So if you're around a toddler at any time, you'll see them talking out loud to themselves. You know, I'm a 3-year-old in preschool. And so when I pick her up, it's a little cold here right now. I see little Julie putting on her mittens and she's getting on her mittens and saying, "Julie can do it." And she gives herself a lot of positive self-talk out loud. And there's a lot of good data on the flip side if we as adults were to do that. There's a great researcher at the University of Michigan who's done a lot of the work with adults. And if we just reframe the way we speak to ourselves and talk to ourselves in second and third person, we can actually decrease anxiety in stressful situations and a whole host of other things, including scoring more shots in basketball.
Yeah, and I suppose there are so many books in relation to this topic and the viewing of behavior patterns of a variety of age groups, and, you know, a considerable number of the books that you bring to us or the work that you do makes us look at things differently.
Yeah, I hope so. I think toddlers get an unfair bad reputation with terms like terrible twos, but I think they're actually terrific twos. Their tantrums are short-lived. You know, median time is 3 minutes per day at the very most, you know, 10 to 15, but the next 11 to 12 hours are spent, you know, asking a lot of questions, learning about the world, building relationships through laughter and play and teamwork. And so that's what I try to focus on, and I think the data shows that that's how they do spend most of their time.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, I observed a toddler 3 years old in the chapel in Mass last Sunday, sitting in front of me, being exceptionally well behaved. And I actually spoke to the youngster's mother on the way out, and as did another person of a similar age to me. We were so impressed by how well-behaved that child was and how polite it was at such a young age, whereas most children that age would tend to be in the crying chapel in the area that's cordoned off for a bit of mischief.
I'm so happy that you noticed that, because I think this is what I want people to notice more, are these moments when they're actually being quiet. And what are they doing at those times? And you'll see them doing some very interesting things. They get a lot of attention because, you know, they do have these tantrum episodes or crying. But, you know, usually those are just related to two things, like adults, eating and sleeping. And if those two things are taken care of, we can dramatically decrease those for everybody.
And this book, is it mainly for parents?
Not at all. No, it's a general self-help book, and anyone who's interested in learning about these wonderful people and improving their own lives, whether they have kids or not, I think they'll really benefit, because toddlers have a lot to teach us, and they're just too little to write all this down, and so I just wanted to give them a voice.
Well, they're incredibly entertaining. There's no question about that. And I think whether you're a grandparent looking at them, or a parent, or indeed just maybe someone who doesn't have an involvement with a child, as you pass them in the street, you can't help but be drawn to them because of the qualities that they have. And very often they do get a bad press, because people would say, are you getting any sleep? Or, my goodness me, that child does an awful lot of crying and yapping. You have to accept they are who they are, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, some of that is part of their normal development. But, you know, on the flip side of that, they have what we call big emotions. But you also do not get a bigger hug or a bigger smile from anyone other than someone that age. And so I think that that part is equally, if not more important, about defining who they are.
So should we all hold on to our toddler mentality? Should we lock it away somewhere that we could spend a little bit of every day being the toddler?
Yeah, I actually think that's very special to think about and for people to do. And I think that's perhaps the best practical takeaway for people. So I'll just give you one example about how thinking of your childhood self can really help, and that's involving play. And so there was a great study involving undergraduate students, and they were asked to imagine a hypothetical scenario where they had the day off and school was canceled, and they were told to write down what they would do. And one group was told to just simply do that, and the other group, the only difference was to think as childhood, the childhood version of themselves. And, you know, the differences were amazing. The adult people thought about checking email, cleaning, a lot of things on their to-do list, whereas the people who just thought about themselves as children thought about going to the park, visiting their grandmother, you know, playing all the time. And so I just challenge people, if you have a little bit of time on the weekend, maybe an hour or even half hour, think about what childhood you would do and actually do that activity. See what happens.
Yeah, it sounds like a sensible approach. It really does. People will be ringing up. They'll be asking name of the book and where it's published and all of those details. Hassan, give us the full detail, please.
Yeah, sure. The book is called Sleep Well, Take Risks, Squish the Peas: Secrets from the Science of Toddlers for a Happier, More Successful Way of Life. And if you go to my website, hasanmerali.com, hasanmerali.com, you can find all the info there.
Lovely stuff. Hassan, great having you on the program. Thanks for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you. It was nice to be here.
That's Dr. Hassan Merali. And if you want to find out more, go to the website, and all the detail on the publication is there.